Seeing a big musical in an intimate Broadway theater is the optimum way to enjoy a show. When a New York musical tours, they are often less grand than on Broadway. When I saw the brilliant stage musical adaptation of An American in Paris in New York, I worried what it might look like here. But a wonderful surprise awaits local theatergoers who see the show before it closes its local run Sunday. It's a better production with a superior cast and a wonderfully engaging Christopher Weldon dances look better on the larger ASU Gamage stage. What a remarkable change. The touring show's impressive sound system allowed me to hear every word from where I sat in row 20, much further back than critics are usually placed here. The only negative to the wonderful show was ASU Gamage's overly zealous air conditioning that made the theater cold and drafty. The stage adaptation of the famous 1951 Vincent Minnelli movie with the great George and Ira Gershwin score is a lightweight but sparklingly fun entertainment with the familiar movie songs intact. An impressive orchestra plays the score brilliantly. But Weldon's marvelous stage direction and his superb dances, along with easily shifting scenery and marvelous costumes, gives the show a charmingly French visual look. The show tells of France's attempt to conquer the ravages of World War II as Paris tries to get back on its feet to reestablish itself as the charming and romantic city it was known as. The cast is impeccable, and so much energy spills into the theater that it would be hard not to be engrossed by An American in Paris. Magee Maddox as Jerry, the male lead, is a superb dancer, singer, and actor, as is Sarah Esty, who essays Lisa. Especially notable are the three actors who represent the Barrels. Mentioning other cast would require a lengthy review because everyone is so perfect in their roles. An American in Paris is a wonderfully engaging show that dazzles with bright color, enjoyable charm, and endless entertainment. It's one of the best tours to ever stop here, but be warned again that it's only here until Sunday. This touring An American in Paris production not only rivals Broadway, but in many ways it is better. It is a wonderfully entertaining 5 stars out of 5 winner. For KBOC, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.